So let's look. How can I get God's blessing on my life? You know, by the way, you can be fooled. You can think God's blessing on your life is that nothing bad happens to you. Isn't that true? Say, everything's just good, good, good. God bless me because it's all what? Good. Well, there's just one problem with that. You live on planet Earth. Okay? And bad things happen down here, and people screw you over down here, and you get in trouble down here, and people cause you pain down here. You know what I'm talking about, yes or no? And somehow you got to get out of your mind that just because something bad or there's some pain in my life or there's struggle in my life, you got to get out of your mind, God's not bad. God's good. And God can bless me and will bless me even if somebody else tries to curse me. You understand? I want His blessing. And when He blesses you, sometimes your blessing, you start to see blessings a little bit different. They don't always show up in greenbacks. Amen? The blessings always don't show up in, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. Sometimes it doesn't. It shows up in different ways, guys. You understand? It shows up with you being with Him and Him being close to you and Him helping you get out of a hole in the ground. You know? And to be able to be a conqueror, an overcomer. Blessings come a lot of ways, but I want God's blessing on my life. I want His favor on my life. So let's look at it. Here we go. We're rolling pretty quick now. We're going to fly, Raj. More blessed for your buck. Say that with me. More blessed for your buck. Now stay awake with me now. Come on. Here we go. We're rolling now. I'm going to holler at you. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Other than love, the subject of money is mentioned more times in the Bible than any other subject. That money, the way y'all talk about money, it ain't in the Bible. It's in the Bible more than any other subject other than love. In the New Testament, Jesus, in the Gospels, talked more about money than any other subject other than His Father's kingdom. The book of Luke, one out of every seven verses has to do with money. How many had to have some money this week to live? Can I just see your hand? This week, you used some money somehow. It's the one thing that's really common among all of us, isn't it? Money. Other than love, money. Go figure. Keep going. Let's roll it. Here we go. So more blessed for your buck. Let's see what we can find today. I got four things if I get a chance to say them. How can I get more blessed for my buck? How can I get more blessed for my buck? How can I get more blessed for my buck? Number one, say that with me. Be a... Come on, I know y'all don't like this first point. Let's do this one. Be a what? Be a go-getter! I don't understand why I ain't got nothing. Maybe it's because you're sitting at home not doing anything. Can't believe I ain't got a job. Go work. Try to find one. Keep going every single day. You hearing me or not? Don't buy the bull you hear all the time on the news and just settle. Be a go-getter. Work. And work how? Hard. That's what the Bible teaches. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all your work. Somehow we bought into the mindset that we're supposed to just work 5 days. And we're supposed to get two off. Or, matter of fact, we bought into the mindset, I'd work just 4 days. 4 days, 4 days, 4 days. Did you know the Bible says work six? Absolutely. Go get it, man. This is if you want more blessed for your buck. Now, if you're happy with what you got, not hardly having enough, well, you keep doing it the way you're doing it. But you get out there, man. Do. Use your mind. Think. 6 days. Say this with me. Use what? Every one of them. Every one of them. Keep going. Don't envy somebody because they use their days and you don't. I can't believe that guy over there. Well, you don't know what that guy's doing. Every once in a while, somebody have a fat cat grandma that'll leave them a lot of money. I understand that. But for the most part, most people out there that are making it are doing a good job. They're working. You know what I'm saying? And they're doing things you don't know. They're doing some things maybe in the nighttime that they're mind, they're thinking, they're working. Listening to good advice. Jesus said in Revelation 2:2, 9, 13, and 19, say it with me, I know you're what? And He knows if you're a go-getter or not. He knows if we're working. Work and work hard. Proverbs, He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes what? Sure. He that gathers in the summer is a wise what? Son. But he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, no overseer, no ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you sleep, old sluggard? When will you rise out of your sleep? Get a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands. To sleep, I'm sleepy. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. If you're lazy, forget about it. You better hope you got a rich grandma, because you're going to be hurting. Amen? Keep looking. Be diligent. Don't be a slacker. I'd love to go to Congress and be able just to talk like this to Congress. I'd give anything to do that. Work and work hard. Sleep when you're supposed to sleep and work when you're supposed to work. What is this common sense stuff, ain't it? Old Clark gone deep on us this morning. No secrets here. Work and work hard and God will do what? He'll bless that. But you don't understand. I'm not saying you might not have to tweak what you do. You might not have to change what you do. You might have to start doing something else. I understand that. But God will still bless you when you work hard. And there's more blessings a lot of times than just the money. There's all kinds of things that can come out of it. Relationships, better health when you're out there working hard, getting outside, doing something. You know what I'm saying? Okay, keep looking. More blessed for your buck. So number one is be a go-getter. Say that with me. Be a what? Number two, be... This is if you want God's favor, God's blessing. So be a go-getter, but be grateful. Be grateful. Know what and how much God has done for you. If you want God to bless you and you to get more out of what you have. I'm telling you, be grateful. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake and my sake, He became poor, that you and me through His poverty might be made what? Rich. As He entered into a certain village. Listen to this story Jesus told. It ain't a story, this is reality. This really happened. Jesus entered into a certain village. And there met Him 10 men. Say 10 men. That were lepers. Diseased. Their flesh was being eaten and rotted away by a disease. They were deemed unclean. So He enters the city and there met Him there. They were outside the village because they were not allowed to stay in the village. They were on the outside. So they were the first ones to meet Him when He came. Got it? They stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us! Have mercy on us! And when He saw them, He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. This must have been interesting. And it came to pass that as they went, they were what? They were cleansed. And one of them, say one, say it again, one more time, one. Some of you are so stubborn you won't even open your mouth. I have no idea. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a what kind of voice? Say it real loud. With what kind of voice? Loud! Let me think I'm loud. Get it right from the Bible. And one of them with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving Him what? And he was a what? Man, he was a half-breed, looked down on by the priest and the Jewish people. And Jesus answering and said, were there not how many? But where are the who? The nine. They're not found that, there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this who? And he said unto him, arise, go your way. Your faith hath made you whole. Be grateful for what God has done for you. 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10. I believe that's true. I believe that's true. I believe that's true. The complaining I hear, in the future, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, in the future, I'm asking the Lord to help me work with business people in our community. One of the best things we could do as business leaders in this community is not say something negative about our community. You hear me or not? Not anything negative about our community. We're positive. We thank God that we live in this community. We invest in this community. We have our business in this community. We care about this community. This community provides our livelihood. Shouldn't we be grateful? Yes or no? Amen? Listen, That's what I'm going to do, baby. I'm going to be doing more and more, and I've already started. I do that a lot with business guys now that are my friends and try to be encouraging. And, man, we should never say something like that. Hey, I tell you what, as far as children of God who attend Fellowship Church, why in the world should it come out of our mouth that we don't like our community? Or we're just negative. You listening or not? Say, what to be grateful, man. I went to the beach yesterday. Do you know I drove down to Middle Beach? I parked for free. I know it costs a little Charlotte down there, and I don't like that either, like you do sometimes. But, hey, man, we still got these great beaches. Hey, it's what it is. We pay it and smile. Amen? Better than getting that $111 ticket. But went to the beach yesterday. Wow, wow. The waves, the beauty, the ocean, it's gorgeous. We ought to be thankful. Amen? Come on. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, the Bible says. It comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We should be grateful if we want God to bless. How many like to give your children stuff when they don't appreciate it? Say, you like that? Yeah, you like to give it to them when they don't appreciate it. You give them something, they go, wow, it's all easy. Yeah. I mean, next time you're like, well, I'll keep it then. Amen? But we think we can have a bad attitude and God will bless us just because we say some little lay-me-down-to-sleep prayer. It ain't going to fly. He wants us to have an attitude of what? Gratitude, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thessalonians says, in everything give thanks. Well, this is what? That's the will of God for me to be thankful in everything. That's not easy all the time, but that's the will of God for my life. If I want His blessing. Are y'all listening? Have I put you to sleep on this stuff? Don't be a scorekeeper. Something I came up with. Don't be a scorekeeper, but a steward. Okay, what do I mean? Here's what I mean. They asked this man that was blind, Jesus healed him in John 9. They said unto him, give God the praise, because we know the man who healed you, Jesus. The priests were talking about Jesus. Said, we know Jesus is a sinner. And here's what the man said, the blind man that was healed. He said, let me tell you something. Whether he's a sinner or no, all I know is this. I was blind and now I see. Amen? Okay? An ungrateful spirit. You can be blessed and sometimes pick your blessing apart, and here you're blessed, and you pick that thing apart, and you're negative about your blessing. That's how stupid we are. Y'all listening? Old blind man had it right, didn't he? I'll let y'all do all the theology. He said, all I know is I was blind, and now I guess what? Hello, hello, hello. I can see. Now listen, an ungrateful spirit often comes when we look at what others are doing or not doing, or what others have and what we don't have. Let's say that together. I know this is a little strange writing, but let's try to get it down. An ungrateful spirit often comes when we look at what others are doing or what others and what we don't. This is when an ungrateful spirit comes. So don't be a scorekeeper but a steward. What am I talking about? Keeping score will get you sidelined. When you, instead of you looking at your blessings, you start looking at somebody else's stuff and thinking about how you ain't got the right score and you don't have enough, that's going to get you sidelined. You're not called to be a scorekeeper between you and somebody else. You're called to be a steward with what God has given you. You understand? You're not called to be a scorekeeper to keep score between, well, so-and-so, they got such-and-such, and their life is this and that, and their family's awesome, and look at my pitiful family. You see what I'm saying? You're called to be a steward, not a scorekeeper. Scorekeeping will get you sidelined. Last time I checked, that's where scorekeepers what? They're not in the what? They're not in the game. I want to be in the game, not sitting on the sideline. I want to be in the game of blessing and praising the Lord and being grateful to God. I don't want to be sidelined because I'm looking at what somebody else has. Let's do a little quick poll. Here we go. How many of you found yourself doing that before and it just takes you down the wrong path? Can I see your hand? There you go. You see? There's no way to blessing right there. A whiny and an ungrateful attitude will stop the flow of God's blessings. I'm not saying you can't be a realist. I'm not saying you just go around all the time, well, it's all good, 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 it's all good. It's all good, it's all good. Everything's just good, 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 good. You know what? You're going to get run over by a bus. Okay. But there's a whole lot of difference between that. But also, you shouldn't run around left. Everything's bad, everything's bad, everything's bad. Everything's bad, everything's bad, everything's bad. Every time you meet me, it's just bad, 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 bad. You also go get run over by a bus. You know what I'm saying? Have a great attitude, but keep your eyes open. Understand. Be a go-getter. Know that trouble's going to come. It's going to be hard sometimes. You're going to have to work through it, but you can do it. Amen? No place for whininess, ungrateful spirit, or anything like that's going to sideline you. Keep going. So be what? So what we learned so far, stuff you already knew. Be a what? A go. And then be what? Grateful. Let's go with number three. More blessed for your buck. Be a what? Be a giver. Be a giver. Be a giver. Next message in the next hour, I'm talking about checking balance, checking balance, checking balance. Bringing balance to family. Most families struggle because they're checking balance. They don't have enough money, or they're struggling with money, or they fight about money. They struggle with that, okay? We'll talk about it in the next hour. Did you know, and preachers lie to you, okay? They lie to you on TV, lie to you. Telling you if you're going to send them your money, they're going to do this and God's going to lie. You hearing me? Yes or no? I don't know if you, it might hurt your feelings. I don't really care. Did you know Jesus never taught you should go out there and strive for or make wealth or having things a goal of your life? He never taught that. He never taught that money was so, you know, so you're supposed to go get money so that you can just have more and more and have more and more and more. His whole teaching, everything about his teaching was, yes, you need to work. Yes, and you want God to provide, absolutely. But did you know what his overriding theme of all his teaching was? Remember now, he taught about money more than any other thing other than his Father's kingdom, right? But he taught that you should have money and you should get money so that you wouldn't have to steal. And also so that you would have it to give to other people. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help other people. I'm here to bless other people. Sure, I got to take care of my family. And sure, I got to eat. But Jesus' plan was for us to not make that the thing that our life's all about at all. But that when we have it to give to other folk. Does that make any sense to you? That's what he taught. We're to give, and we're to give much. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him work, working with his hands, the thing which is good. So don't be a drug dealer. Amen? Don't be a cheat. When you work, do things that are what? Good. Be creative. Think. That you may have to give to who? To him that what? Needs. That was the overriding teaching. I've showed you all things how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it's more what? Blessed to what? Give than to what? To receive. That's what Jesus said. The thief says, what's yours I'll take. The selfish says, what's mine is mine. And the giver says, what's mine's a gift from God. I'll share it. Amen? That's God's goal. Now, this is if you want God's blessing on your life and His favor, if you have this kind of attitude. So how do I become a giver? How do I do it? You got a purpose to do it. Dead giveaway. People that say this, if I win the lottery, I'll help you build that church. How about help us build it with the $5 you got right now? Say, why not? People don't become givers unless they purpose on doing it. If you're waiting on the lottery to make you a giver, you're waiting on grandma to make you a giver, you ain't going to be a giver. You got a purpose in your heart. The Bible says, but this I say, he that sows sparingly is going to reap sparingly. He that sows bountifully is going to reap bountifully. Every man according as he what? Purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, not of necessity. We say it here at Fellowship Church almost every Sunday. For God loves a what? you can't give cheerfully, what? Keep it. Absolutely. Right from the Bible. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, though he was rich, yet for your sakes became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward. A year ago, Paul taught him about giving. Now, therefore, perform the doing of it. You say you're going to do something, follow through with it. That as there was a readiness to will, so there almost might be a performance also out of that which you have. For if there be first a willing mind, it's accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to what he doesn't have. Give based on what you got. Amen? Purpose to do it that way. Just purpose to be a giver. Speak to the children of Israel that they may bring me an offering. Of every man that gives it what? From his what? You shall take my offering. An offering should come from our heart. Willing. It's not about the dollar amount. It's about the what? Heart. If you bring your gift to the altar and you remember that you've got a brother out there who's got ought against you, cause against you, reason against you, then you leave your gift before the altar. It doesn't say don't give. You just can you get your relationships right before you think giving's going to make you spiritual? Say. That's what that's saying. Can you get these relationships and things right and people that you've hurt, can you get that right instead of thinking giving a little money at church is going to wipe that all clean and make you spiritual? Does that make sense to you? Yes or no? That's hard teaching. Be reconciled with your brother, then come get the gift. We're late, Raj. Be a giver. Whew, I'm wore out. I'll say a couple of last things here. Money is not neutral. A lot of people say that. A lot of people think, well, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Well, it is, but money's not neutral. Money's basically evil. Paul and Peter both called it filthy. Okay? Said a bishop must be blameless, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy money. Okay? Peter said the same thing. Not given to filthy what? Isn't it funny how we're told to pastors in the Scripture and ministers in the Scriptures not to be guilty of wanting filthy money, but you turn on your TV and they want filthy what? How do we get by with that when it's right there in the Word? Say, are y'all awake or not? It's basically evil. Money at its very nature defiles those who love it and let it control their lives. You can love going to the park. You can love going to the beach. You can love your wife. You can love your husband. You can love your kids. You can love getting out and mowing the grass. You love money, you're defiled. You see what I'm saying? Money's unusual. At its very nature, it's defiling. You ever heard of a corrupted politician? Amen. We must have the right spirit when it comes to giving. It's not neutral. Expect God to do great things through your giving. Others are going to be blessed. I'm going to be blessed. God's going to be glorified when I give. Amen? And I hope you notice, I didn't say a whole lot in this message about giving to the church, did I? Yes or no? No, I didn't. I got a feeling that if I keep assembling myself and associating myself with people and talking to people and reaching people for Christ and trying to teach people that money shouldn't be a goal in your life or wealth, but to help others and to reach out and care for others, I think if that's what we're about, loving Jesus and loving people, I somehow think the bills are going to get paid. You understand how that works? And it's not to, I don't preach on tithing. You've not heard me preach on tithing, have you? Uh-uh. It's not that I don't believe that we should give. It's not that I don't believe in tithing. It's just that I would rather teach and talk about your heart and you having a cheerful spirit, a cheerful giving attitude. And I believe in the long run we're going to win. You understand? I believe I could come down on you. I could guilt you. I can communicate. I can scream. I can do all this stuff. And I could guilt you into that. I could get you excited about it. But if on the other hand, you have a heart that's right with the Lord and can appreciate with gratitude where you came from, what God's done for you. I believe the more and more people we reach like that and we love like that, I just got a feeling, guys, maybe I'm stupid, but I know I sleep good at night. Amen? And I thank God for stuff that we have, like that camera, that computer, or anything. It's because I know that it was given by cheerful hearts and God has blessed us. You understand? Anyway, more blessed for your buck. We cannot serve two masters. We're going to finish with this scripture. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. He'll either hate the one and love the other, or he'll hold to the one and he'll despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You can't do it. But you can serve God. And he'll provide. If you're a go-getter, if you're grateful, and you purpose in your heart to be a giver, you just see if you won't make it. Amen? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Right out of the Bible. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's stand.